AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The announcement the U.S.-China trade war is on hold for 90 days was enough to power stocks higher. The gains for the Dow are around 1,000 points late in the day. Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick says it's a good cooling off period.
This is the first step toward what everyone hopes for, which is a total cessation of hostilities, but we have a long way to go before we can get to that.
Today, Hamas released Eden Alexander, an Israeli-American soldier who has been held hostage in Gaza for more than 19 months. It's considered a goodwill gesture by Hamas in hopes of working out a ceasefire deal with Israel. In Tenafly, New Jersey, there is a big-screen TV up in town to watch the developments. Ron Bender, Gus's brother, is friends with Alexander's brother.
It's the suffering that he's going through and that we're all going through that's unfathomable for everybody. And especially, I know personally with my brother, it's been the hardest year and a half of his entire life.
Alexander's grandmother says her grandson looked pale, but mostly okay, in the first photo of him after nearly 600 days in captivity. President Trump signed a sweeping executive order setting a 30-day deadline for drug makers to electively lower the cost of prescription drugs or face new limits down the road over what the government will pay.
What we're doing is equalizing. There's a new word that I came up with, which I think is probably the best word. We're going to equalize, where we're all going to pay the same. We're going to pay what Europe's going to pay.
At the start of his sex trafficking trial in New York, lawyers for Sean Diddy Combs concede Combs had violent outbursts, but no federal crimes occurred. They describe the case as about love, jealousy, infidelity, and money. Ukraine's Air Force says Russia launched more than 100 decoy drones at Ukraine. The Kremlin has effectively rejected an unconditional 30-day ceasefire. Governor Gavin Newsom is urging California cities to clear homeless encampments. Homelessness has become one of the most pressing public health and safety issues in California. This is AP News. The attorney who defended President Trump before he took office in his hush money trial has been appointed acting librarian of Congress.
Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche has replaced longtime librarian Carla Hayden. The White House fired her last week amid criticism from some conservatives that she was advancing a quote-unquote woke agenda. Blanche was recently named to the second highest post in the Justice Department after serving as a criminal defense attorney defending Trump against two cases brought by the DOJ. He was a key figure on Trump's defense team in his New York hush money trial. Trump was ultimately convicted of 34 felony counts. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
Six Bulgarians convicted of carrying out a sophisticated spying operation for Russia were sentenced by a London judge to prison terms up to nearly 11 years. The group used Hollywood code names and discussed kidnapping or killing Kremlin opponents in several countries. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.